Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Mom Feminize Me Part 2, written by Angel O'Hare. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Just then they both looked up as they heard something big rumble to a stop nearby, and they could hear a bunch of girls shouting and cheering. Oh no, Mrs. Jenkins, the girls are back. Well, Terry, all you have to remember is your name is Mary Beth, just like it says on the back of your pretty uniform. I won't tell them you're a little boy if you don't mind. Okay, Mrs. Jenkins. This is too much. I hope we leave right away, though, Terry. The girls came rushing in all yelling and happiness. Hi, Mrs. Jenkins, we won. We beat Holy Cross, our arch rivals and toughest opponents. That's great, ladies. Congratulations, and I just knew you would win this year. Who's this pretty little cheerleader, Mrs. Jenkins? Did you bring her for us? No, Tammy, she was playing baseball with the boys, and when she slid into second base, she cut herself on something hidden in the mud. Then those foul-mouthed hooligans started calling her names and picking on her. Tammy looked at the little cheerleader with a smile and asked her, "Were you safe at second base?" Terry smiled up at her and said, "Yep, safe by a couple of inches. I hit a screamer grounder by the first baseman." Tammy laughed and said, "Good girl, you can scrimmage with us anytime, little one. Hey, how about being our mascot?" Mrs. Jenkins jumped in right then. "Mary Beth and I have to get her home. Her mother must be even more worried about her by now. I had to clean her up, get her bandaged and dressed in clean clothes. Luckily, she keeps her uniform here or she would have gone home dressed in a towel." Everybody giggled at that, all but Terry. I mean, Mary Beth, that is. "Okay, Mrs. Jenkins, but please ask Mary's mother if she can be our mascot, okay? That way we can keep her away from those boyfriends of hers and teach her everything she needs to know about softball and how to handle boys." They laughed again, and it got louder as Mary Beth turned a deeper shade of red. "I will, Tammy. Congratulations again on your big win." "Thanks, Mrs. Jenkins." With that said, Tammy pulled off her top, and all she wore was a thin white sports bra that was soaking wet with sweat, and Mary Beth could see right through it. Her breasts seemed to reach out and grab Mary Beth's eyes. Tammy, seeing Mary Beth staring at her breasts, said, "Don't worry, little one. Your breasts will be growing soon, and before you know it, they will be getting in your way like mine do." She chuckled and knelt down and gave Mary Beth a hug. Mary Beth turned even redder, and they all laughed once more. The last thing Terry saw was Tammy pulling off her sports bra and her breasts swinging free. Tammy just smiled and winked as she joined the others in the other room for a shower. Mrs. Jenkins phoned Terry's mother to let her know they would soon be on their way, and that Terry didn't need stitches after all. She also let her know what Terry was now wearing, so she wouldn't be shocked when they arrived. Mrs. Jenkins was happy to hear that Janet was very happy about what he was wearing, and couldn't wait to see him. Mrs. Jenkins also let her know about the curling solution mistake, and Janet thought that to be perfect. Mrs. Jenkins couldn't wait to see the family all together. After agreeing to stay for supper with the Slothrops, she knew she would not have to wait long. She would ask Janet about Mary Beth being the girl's mascot. Why not? It wouldn't hurt to ask, and Terry made a perfect little Mary Beth at that. While Mrs. Jenkins was on the phone, Tammy told the other girls about Mary Beth and her idea for a mascot. They all thought it to be a great idea, especially since the little girl liked to play baseball and did a good job playing the game with boys, no less. Julia, their captain and all-around leader, had to see this little girl, so she grabbed her makeup case. The mirrors and vanity station was in the room Terry was in, and blow dryer as she went out. "Well, hello there. You must be our new mascot, Mary Beth." "Hi, I guess so. I have to ask my mother first, though." "Oh, she will agree, I'm sure. We are going to the state finals this year and probably make it to the regional finals as well. You, my pretty little one, I am sure will make all the papers for sure. You look like a little princess. Oh, I have just the thing you need to make you even more pretty." "The papers, me and this get up in the newspapers. No way, I gotta get out of this. Dad, he won't allow this." "Yep, Dad will save me," Terry thought. She took Mary Beth's hand in hers and led her to the mirror. Julia took out her pink lipstick and lip liner. She then had Mary Beth pucker as she first outlined her lips and then spread a nice coat of lipstick. She took out one more item and had Mary Beth pucker once more. "This is the gloss coat to make your lips look shiny and wet. Oh, you have such pretty eyelashes, Pumpkin. Let me do just a little something with those while you are waiting for Mrs. Jenkins. With that said, she took out her mascara and had Mary Beth open her eyes real wide. Every time she got close to one of Mary Beth's eyes, she blinked automatically. Julia had to hold her eyes open with her thumb as she combed and thickened Mary Beth's eyelashes. First the tops and then the bottom lashes. It was then she took out this funny-looking thing and squeezed the eyelash curler, forming perfect lashes on Mary Beth. Oh, you look like a real princess now, Pumpkin. Let me show you to the other girls. I know they will love you to death. She took Mary Beth's hand and led her right past Mrs. Jenkins, who was busy talking and looking the other way. In the shower room they went. Terry was both frightened and excited. He was getting to go into the girls' shower room. Even though he was dressed like a girl, he wasn't going to protest this move. An 11-year-old boy's dream come true. Sure enough, there were girls in all stages of dress and undress. Tammy had just come out of the shower and exclaimed, "Oh, Mary Beth, you look beautiful." All the girls were soon surrounding little Mary Beth, and she got an eyeful all right. She stood there with a big grin on her face, letting the girls push each other around to get closer to their new mascot. There were bouncing boobies everywhere, and more than a few totally girls up close as well. Mary Beth was in heaven. Mary Beth was glad her little wee-wee was strapped down under that sanitary napkin. It sure was trying to fight its way clear right now. After a few minutes and Mary Beth now promising to be their mascot forever and ever, Julia took her back out just in time. Mrs. Jenkins just had hung up the phone and turned to see her standing there with Julia. "There you are, sweetie pie. Are you ready to go home now? Oh my, is that lipstick? You have mascara on as well. I hope it doesn't run on you." "Don't worry, Mrs. Jenkins. It's the long-lasting and waterproof kind, as is the lipstick and gloss. They should stay fresh-looking for a few days at least." Oh my God, a few days. What am I going to do now? Terry thought. Julia, what if her mother doesn't like her little 5-year-old wearing makeup? "Five, she thinks I'm 5, geese. I thought of that, Mrs. Jenkins. Just tell her Mary Beth agreed to be our mascot through the regional finals. She should be here tomorrow for the pictures, and we can have some taken of Mary Beth and her mommy. I think she will be happy about that, don't you?" "Pictures, oh my God, now I know Dad won't let me do this. Well, she sure is a beauty, that's for sure. Okay, Julia, I'm sure her mother will agree to it. After all, Mary Beth did promise to be your mascot through the regional finals. How long will that be, Julia?" "Oh shit, I did promise, didn't I? Oh no, Dad is going to kill me. He hates for people to break any promises," Terry thought in utter dismay. His dad would be forced to punish him for making a promise he couldn't keep. Probably be grounded for the rest of the summer. "At least for the rest of the summer, and by chance we get through the regional level, we would go on to the nationals. That would mean most of September." "Into September? That's after school starts. I can't do that," Terry thought. "Maybe that's my way out of this." "Okay, Julia, I will let Mary Beth's mommy know that. I can't say she will allow her to stay your mascot into the school year, but I can ask. That is, if we make it that far, Mrs. Jenkins, and if we do, Mary Beth will be as well known as we will be. Let her know that, okay? I'm sure her school would give her permission because it's free and good advertising for them." Mrs. Jenkins laughed and promised Julia she would tell Mary Beth's mommy everything. Finally, Terry thought they were on their way to Mrs. Jenkins' car in his home. "Oh, Mary Beth, I just have to walk the building and make sure everything is secure, and then we will leave, okay?" "Like I have any choice," thought Terry. "But people will see me, Mrs. Jenkins. So you look very pretty, Mary Beth. You don't look a thing like that very dirty and messy little boy I helped today. I bet your mommy won't even recognize you." "Oh, geez, she still thinks I'm a 5-year-old. Why won't anybody believe that I'm 11? He thought. "Okay, Mrs. Jenkins." She took his little hand in hers as they began the rounds of checking the hallways and rooms first. The ground floor was clear, and they headed up the stairs. Mary Beth hoped no one would come up behind them or walk by just then. Her panties were on clear display as she ascended the stairs. Thank goodness no one did come by or up the stairs behind them. The first hallway was clear, but as they went down the second, voices could clearly be heard. "Oh, that's right. The senior grandmother's group is meeting here today. Let's just pop in for a second. I have to talk to Margie for a second." "Oh no, not grandmothers. If they are anything like mine, or I don't stand a chance in hell," Mary Beth thought. "Hi, ladies," Mrs. Jenkins said much too brightly for Mary Beth. All eyes turned to the two newcomers. They smiled at Mrs. Jenkins, but when they saw pretty little Mary Beth, their eyes lit up. and they all stood, and in various speeds and stutter steps started toward her. Mrs. Jenkins made the introduction everyone wanted. That is everyone but Mary Beth. This is Mary Beth, and she has promised to be our very own girls' softball team's mascot. Isn't she the prettiest little thing? She looks just like a little princess, doesn't she? Mrs. Jenkins stepped aside as little Mary Beth was soon overwhelmed by the group of grannies. They were all gushing over her and touching her everywhere. They smothered her face with kisses and crushed her over and over again, as she was passed around like a little doll. Her cheeks were squeezed over and over again, and soon she looked like someone had added blusher to her cheeks. One old biddy noticed her panties, and soon she found herself standing on a table, as the ladies took turns lifting her skirt and giggling about the cutest little panties she was wearing. That is when they noticed the bandage and started asking Mary Beth what had happened. Soon Mary Beth was being kissed on the cheeks once more. Mrs. Jenkins was talking to the head of this group, Margie Scriber. "Margie, I need your group's help with the Tiny Tot Girls tennis team. You know, they are just starting this Thursday and have their first matches on Sunday, 2 weeks from now. I just don't have the time to run it this year. Your group could save the team and ensure funding for next year if you could manage it. It will be a tough year, though, because all of our experienced players have moved up. And the two that we're going to play again this year have moved away. I don't have an anchor girl for you with any experience or real skills. Well, Gwen, let's see what the ladies think of that right now, shall we?" With that said, Margie clapped her hands loudly and hollered for some quiet. She looked at Mary Beth and smiled. She thought of something just then. "Mary Beth, is it, right?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"Mary Beth, do you play tennis?" Not thinking anything of it and not knowing what Gwen and Margie had been talking about, Terry told the truth. "Yes, ma'am, my sister Trish plays on her school team and we have played tennis together for 3 years now. I can serve better than she can, but she is better on the returns and long volleys." Margie turned to Gwen, nodded, and added a wink. "Ladies, we have been asked for some much-needed help. The Tiny Tot tennis team needs coaches and volunteers to keep going this year, and if not, they will lose their funding, and that will be the end of this very important program for these sweet children. The only problem is they have no experienced players returning this year. I think that problem is solved if this sweet little child will play for our team." All the grandmothers were very keen on the idea, as they all loved little girls. Being all seniors as well, not many had little grandchildren left. Most had grown into teens and were past the little girls need their grandmother's stages. They turned to Mary Beth and each started their routines that had never failed with their little granddaughters. Mary Beth never stood a chance against them and soon was agreeing to play tennis for them, of course, with the stipulation that she get her mommy's approval. With that out of the way, and after another 10 minutes of all the ladies giving their final hugs and kisses to Mary Beth, Mrs. Jenkins took her hand in hers and they secured the rest of the building without further instances. "Okay, Mary Beth, are you ready to get home?" "Oh yes, Mrs. Jenkins, I'm getting real sore and just want to sit down for a little bit." "You poor thing, you must be hurting and here I am walking your little legs off." With that said, Mrs. Jenkins picked Mary Beth up and carried her rest of the way to her car. "You know, Mary Beth, with all those kisses, it looks like you have blusher on your cheeks. Several colors all mixed together." Mrs. Jenkins chuckled as she pressed the unlocked doors button on her remote control for her car. She set Mary Beth down on the seat and made sure the seatbelt was adjusted the best she could manage for this little child. She closed Mary Beth's door and got in on her side. Soon they were on their way for the short ride to Mary Beth's home and family. "I'm sure glad that uniform and tennis sneakers of Mary Beth's fit him so well. Wait until he finds out that it is actually the Tiny Tots tennis team's uniform," she chuckled, thinking to herself. While all this was happening, Janet was filling Terry's sister in on what she knew. They were giggling their heads off as Fred, Mr. Slothrop, came in the door home from another day at the office. He kissed his wife and hugged his daughter, giving her a raspberry kiss on her cheek. She giggled and squirmed as usual.
"I love you, Daddy." "Oh, I love you, my little doll, and I missed you all day."
"Daddy, Mommy and me have a surprise for you."
"A surprise? I love surprises."
Janet gave her husband the ice-cold beer he loved to have when he got home from work.
"Sit down, dear, this is going to make you laugh."
As he sat with an amused expression on his face, he knew it had to do with his son, Terry. He just knew it. The problems his wife and even he were having with Terry were coming to a boil, and he just knew it had reached the point where something was decided.
Janet explained everything to her husband and added the latest developments as well. Fred just thought that Terry would have to dress at home, of course, and not go out and about dressed as a little girl. He knew Terry looked much younger than his 11 years, and he was a cute little boy. Terry was too cute, really. And that fact had gotten Terry in more than a few fights already. Fred wondered how Terry was handling being dressed like that with what had happened to him already, and the fact that Gwen was driving him home that way. He would soon see, that's for sure. He could actually picture Terry in his mind dressed as a little girl and not looking out of place at all. So just as Mrs. Jenkins and Terry, now Mary Beth, pulled into the Slothrops' driveway, he was prepared and ready to back up his wife and daughter with their plan. He also had this stupid grin he just couldn't get rid of for some reason. As a matter of fact, all three had similar grins on their faces. Now Terry, oops, Mary Beth was very nervous, even more so now that he saw his daddy was home. Oh God, Dad's home and here I am dressed like this. Trish is going to have a field day with me as it is. Now Dad is going to go through the roof and Mom, I know, is going to fuss over me and make a big thing out of it. Oh, geez, Terry thought in utter dismay. The three Slothrops got up and went to the front door and out on the porch to await their new daughter. Mrs. Jenkins got out of the car and saw them. She waved and said, "Hello, Janet. Hi, Fred. Trish, isn't it? Let me get Mary Beth out of her seatbelt. She has had a very full day. I can't wait to tell you all about it. She has even promised to volunteer for a few things." The Slothrop crew looked at each other surprised that Terry would do something like that. He never volunteered for anything. Now, when they saw Mary Beth for the first time as she exited the car, they were really speechless. There stood a very beautiful young girl, all dressed up in the cutest little uniform, and yes, she was wearing lipstick and more. Janet couldn't believe her eyes. Trish had to sit down, she was so overwhelmed. Now Fred, to his credit, after his initial surprise, went down the stairs and picked up his son, daughter, and gave her a hug and a kiss on her forehead. "Are you all right, sweetheart? I heard you had cut yourself pretty badly and in a very bad place." Now Mary Beth was surprised, no, she was stunned. Her daddy had called her sweetheart and treated her just like he did Trish. This just couldn't be happening. "Hello again, Gwen. I'm glad you can join us for supper. You can tell us all about what Mary Beth was it, promised to volunteer for, and what they require from us." "Fred, it was just amazing how everyone just loved Mary Beth, and I know all of you are going to love what I am going to tell you. You should be very proud of Mary Beth. She was a trooper and made everyone so happy. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.